This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's efforts to address the opioid crisis will get more than $41 million over the next 2 years in federal money. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
The state's behavioral health office says they'll use part of the federal grant on 6 mobile health units to serve uninsured and underinsured Coloradans with medication-assisted treatment and other services. The state also plans to buy 24,000 kits of the opioid overdose reversal drug, Naloxone. And the grant will help cover the first month of rent at recovery residences for hundreds of people. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
It's the 1st of September and the last month to complete census surveys. Nearly 70% of Colorado households have already responded by phone, mail, or online. Census officials say they'll focus on efforts to knock on doors to try to reach those who have not yet filled out the 2020 survey. Federal officials recently changed the census deadline to the end of September, a month earlier than previously planned. Red Rocks Amphitheater is hosting its first ever virtual concert series this week. It begins tonight with free online performances by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats and Phoebe Bridgers. The Red Rocks Unpaused series will stream sets later this week by rapper Megan Thee Stallion and country singer Sam Hunt. Interstate 25 near Fort Collins will close overnight. Traffic will detour around a bridge project at Prospect Road. I-25 will close again for one night early next week. The project is part of a larger I-25 redo to add new toll lanes to the freeway.